How do you say rope-a-dope en français? Well, leave it to Texas Lance Armstrong to try at the Tour de France. Just when the competition thought the two-time champion might be losing his edge, Armstrong faked out the other cyclists and took hold of the field earlier this week, and he's also finished first in today's leg of the Tour. Sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us now from Chicago. Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, Neil.
Now, how do you fake out dozens of competitors on a bicycle?
Well, what was so cute about what Armstrong did earlier in the week, Neil, it was sort of a high-tech rope-a-dope. They got into the mountain stage of the race, and this is where Armstrong's always at his best.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the race tends to be run, by the way. It's what really separates the riders out. And Armstrong pretended to be huffing and puffing a little bit as if he was having some trouble. And that would have gotten everybody excited about their chances of winning. What happened was he knew the television cameras had kind of driven up by him, and he knew that the directors of all the other races would be watching the TV back in their hands. So they just when the other races got the word and started to relax a little bit, Armstrong took off with this great surge, sort of like a distance runner who's been pacing himself, made a big effort at the finish, and that really demoralized the other riders. And as you say, today is when Armstrong took the lead again. There's one more day in the mountains. Then the race comes down to level land, and it is very unlikely that the standings will change, barring an injury or a serious fall. So Armstrong's ahead. He figures to pad that lead tomorrow, and it looks like he might be off and riding to his third straight Tour de France. You know.
And that's in the territory of legends like the great Eddie Merckx.
Well, this is fantastic stuff, and what's amazing is, you know, if you're a rider, it's exactly the way you would have figured it to happen. It's like, you know what he's going to do, you know what the strategy is going to be, you know what you have to do to beat him, and you can't do it. This is the mark of a great, great athlete.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the English Channel, and I know you're perfectly triangulated to keep your eye both on the Tour de France and the British Open golf tournament, well, David Duval started the day and made a great charge to tie Colin Montgomery for the lead, but things have changed since
then.
Well,
this is changing as we go on during the day. Apparently the winds are down, and there have been some fantastic shots. Neil, I don't think half the field is in, and there have already been seven or eight rounds in the 60s.
Hmm.
So Colin Montgomery, who's sort of the pride of Britain, maybe their best golfer, certainly their best golfer, still looking for a win in a major tournament, started the day in the lead. I think he might be a shot behind of Pierre Fulk of Sweden. But there are a lot of good golfers still out there, including Tiger Woods, who started his day with a birdie and then fell back. But he's only four shots back. The way I count it, there are now 17 golfers within three shots of the lead. This one is going to be a tournament that's going to go right down to the end, especially if the weather stays the way it is and anybody out there can shoot a really good score and get his way right back into the tournament. I'm looking for this to be not decided until the final hole tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
Sports commentator Ron Rappaport, a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.